Listening in on WSVA, we've got Brenda in Virginia talking about a foundation. What can we do for you?
Yes, I have a problem with water that's coming off my patio into my foundation right above the, it's at the big beam, rotting up the beam that my house is, part of the foundation, right above the foundation.
Right. Okay, that's called the box beam, Brenda.
Okay, whatever it is.
All right.
So do you see that it's rotting out, or are you seeing water on the interior? How do you know what's going on here?
Well, I see from the outside that it is rotting.
Okay. And so this is what is attaching to the house at that exact spot?
It's like T11 siding or whatever.
Okay. So what's happening is the water is getting underneath the siding, and then it's decaying the box beam. Now, is it the siding itself that's rotting, or is it the beam?
Both.
How do you know the beam is rotting? Can you inspect it from the underside?
Yes, you can hit it and see that it's rotting.
Okay.
So you can poke a screwdriver right through it.
Right.
Yes.
What's going to have to happen here, Brenda, is you're going to have to do some surgery on the wall. Now, if you have T111 siding, that's the plywood siding with the grooves in it that looks like a vertical clapboard kind of a thing.
Like almost like a paneling.
Yeah, like a paneling, right. What you're going to have to do is remove the sheets of that paneling. Now, of course, you could, cut part of it off, and then you'd have to put in a piece of S-flashing where you rejoined it. Probably the best thing to do is to remove the siding. And then you can assess the condition of the box beam, and you can cut it out and slip a new one back in. That work should probably be done from the outside, but there might be another option, and that is if you can simply replace the siding and leave the rotted beam in place, you may be able to add a sister beam to the back side of it from, is this on a crawl space or a basement?
Crawl space.
Okay, so you may be able to work into the crawl space and insert a sister beam next to it, because since that box joist is only an inch and a half wide, and it's going to be sitting upon a 3.5-inch sill plate, you could put another box joist right next to it and, in fact, sister those two together. Try to find an area where you have some solid mass left in the original beam and then bolt them. And that's one way to carry the load.
Okay.
But in either case, you're going to have to replace the siding and deal with the leak, or it'll just continue to repeat itself.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that.
All right, Brenda, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.